You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
Whether on an ancient Roman drill field or in a world like ours where destruction is the order of the day, the cry of the human race has been the same: kill. In answer to the destructiveness of our world comes the word of a resurrected and living Lord. It is a word of life. I am come that they may have life.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour.
This is Oswald Hoffman. Today, Christians observe the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We of the International Lutheran Layman's League invite you to join us today for an unusual Easter experience. At this point, I shall say no more. I just invite you to listen to what follows. And after that, I shall return with a short message.
When this company sounds off, I want everyone else to stop and listen. See? What's the spirit of the Legion?
Yeah.
What's the spirit of the Legion?
Yeah.
What's the spirit of the Legion?
Yeah.
Ready? Press! Hold! Move! Ready? Press! Hold! Move!
Private, the captain wants to see you.
No?
Yeah, he's on the other side of the drill field. On the double.
You wanted to see me, Captain?
Yes, at ease, Private. I just wanted to give you a word of commendation for your performance in this unit. You've been with us only a short time, but you're building a good record for yourself. Training, inspections, you performed your duties very well.
Thank you, sir.
In fact, the only thing that prevents me from recommending you for promotion is a report I've received of some of your off-duty involvements.
Off-duty involvements, sir?
Yes. You've been seen several times at meetings conducted by a man who's considered to be a radical. Highly subversive, in fact. This teacher, whatever he calls himself, in my opinion, is an enemy of our government. Are you involved in this?
Well, sir, I've been to hear him a few times, but I didn't see anything disloyal about him or what he said. He just...
Private, you are a member of an elite unit. My unit. And I will not tolerate any activity that smacks of disloyalty or disrespect for authority.
I was under the impression, sir, that what I did on my own time was my own business.
Now, you listen to me, Private. This unit is my life. And as long as you are part of it, it will be your life. We will be the finest unit in this command. No one, but no one, is going to take that away from me. Is that clear?
Yes, sir.
The man you've been associating with has been convicted of treason.
Justice moves quickly, doesn't it, sir?
I think we need to do a little work on your attitude, Private. Report to my office at the end of training today.
Yes, sir.
We'll see if we can't take care of this loyalty matter at the same time.
I'm here to see the captain.
He's in his office. Better knock first.
Come in.
Reporting is ordered, sir.
At ease, Private. As I've thought about our conversation this morning, I've become more and more concerned about your attitude and the possibility that underneath a satisfactory performance, your loyalty may be in question.
Oh, sir, I don't think
I'm going to give you a chance to change your attitude and prove your loyalty. Do you see what I'm holding?
Yes, sir.
Are you familiar with this weapon? You've been trained in its use?
Yes, sir.
And what is its purpose?
to wound or kill the enemy.
Are you prepared to use this weapon against anyone who is considered to be an enemy?
I've been trained in its use, sir, and I believe I could use it...
I don't think you can, Private. I don't think you've got what it takes to kill another man. This teacher of yours might not approve of that.
I didn't hear him saying anything about killing, sir. He talked mostly about how we should live, about peace and love and...
And you are a follower, a member of this man's organization, aren't you?
No, sir. There is no organization. He just helps people, that's all. I do believe in that.
Private, it has been decided that this man's teachings and activities are a threat to the people. He is under sentence of death. The fact that a member of my unit has been associated with him greatly disturbs me.
But what is he guilty of, sir?
At this point, his guilt or innocence is no concern of ours. That has already been decided. The governor has assigned the task of his execution to this unit. I'm assigning you to the detail. When you leave here, you will report to the sergeant of the guard for instructions. Any questions?
Well, sir...
You don't know if you can carry out an order against this friend of yours. I don't know if you can either, Private, and that is precisely what tomorrow will tell me. You're in the wrong army and in the wrong unit to play games. If you fail, I'm sure you're aware of the penalty for refusing to carry out an order. That is all.
Okay, that's it. You got your gear out of the arms room before I lock it up?
Yeah, it's out. Sarge, could I talk to you for a few minutes?
Yeah, sure. Hey, you eating yet?
No, I'm not really very hungry.
Ah, come on, you need something. Tomorrow could be rough. The crowds will be out for this one. You scared?
Like I've never been before.
You ever been to an execution?
A few times. In my other unit. It didn't bother me then.
But this one bothers you?
Yeah, it really does.
Why? You know this guy?
Yeah. No, not really. I mean, I barely know his name. I went to hear him 3 or 4 times.
And?
I don't know. I just feel like what he said was, well, something that made sense. Something I've been looking for. Something to... Well, you know, believe in.
Believe in?
Well, the captain thinks I'm part of some secret organization that's plotting to overthrow the government.
Oh, boy.
But it's not like that at all.
Look, kid, we've talked a lot since you joined this unit. I like you. I know you want life to be beautiful and all that, but it ain't. Especially not tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's just something you gotta do.
And if I don't...
If you don't, you're gonna get it. Just like he will. Now, if you're ready for that, go ahead.
I wish I could. I wish I had the courage to...
Come on. Well, let's see how the mess hall plans to poison us tonight. You talk, I'll eat.
There's so much on my mind, I hardly know where to begin.
Detail, team, hut! Now the crowds ought to be kept off the streets and away from the prisoner during the movement to the execution site. Understand? Some of the people love him, and some of the people hate him. But today, he belongs to us. Okay, man? Let's move out!
All right, let's clear the road. Move back. Let's make some room here.
Kill him, the dirty rat!
You'll have to move back there.
Please, sir.
I have some water for him.
I'm sorry, ma'am. No one is allowed to go near.
Oh, but can't see how weak he is. They've been something wrong.
Ma'am, you'll have to take your water and move back. Can't you people see there's a storm coming? Why don't you all go home? Or do you just want to stand there and watch him die? All of you, go away. Go home.
Hey, kid. You look beat. It was really rough out there today, wasn't it? Say, you better check your weapon and turn in. Get yourself some rest. That's not where we keep them. Hey, the captain said for you to take the day off and report for guard duty day after tomorrow.
How much farther is it to where they buried him?
Just up ahead, by those rocks.
Oh, man, I hate this lousy guard detail.
You didn't need to put yourself on this detail. Sarge, I could have handled it okay.
Look, kid, the execution was 2 days ago. I know, it was rough, and we're still a little
I'm
upset.
All right. I've just been doing a lot of thinking, that's all.
No, I've been in this stinking army a long time, and I'm still not used to it. It's different in combat when it's either him or you. But after it's over, you still have to think about it.
Hey, relief for the guard. That's about time you guys got here. This is the most godforsaken duty I've ever had. Guarding the body yet. Nah.
Hey, any sign of trouble?
Well, a body ain't gone, if that's what you mean. Why would anybody want to steal it? If you ask me, this whole guard detail was just a good excuse to cancel our weekend passage. Anyway, it's yours for the next watch.
Hope you guys ain't afraid of ghosts.
Ah, shut up. Hey, we better put some wood on this fire. Looks like it might be cold and wet tonight.
How long have you been in the Army, Serge?
About 25 years, I guess.
You like it?
What do you mean, like it?
Well, you didn't have to stay in, did you?
Oh, I never got around to doing anything else, I suppose.
Do you think anyone will really try to steal the body?
I don't know. Anyway, I'm not worried about it.
Why did you put yourself on guard with me?
Look, kid. It's like I told you before. I like you. I don't want to see you get yourself messed up over this thing. You know, the things you said about the guy the other night in the mess hall, like what he did, how you wanted to believe the things he said, well, it's all gone now. You got to start from here and get your mind on something else.
Yeah, I guess so.
Now, you take the first watch and wake me up if you hear anything.
Are you prepared to use this weapon against anyone who is considered to be an enemy?
I've been trained in its use, sir, and I believe I could use it, too.
I don't think you can, Private. I don't think you've got what it takes to kill another man. This teacher of yours wouldn't approve of that, would he? And you are a follower, a member of this man's organization, aren't you?
No, sir.
I know you want life to be beautiful, but it ain't. And it certainly won't be beautiful tomorrow.
Can't you see how weak he is? They They've bitten him something awful.
Ma'am, you'll have to take your water and move back. Hey, Sarge, wake up. Look over there.
Oh, hey, what's the matter? What are you waking me up for? Your watch ain't over yet, is it?
Sarge, over there, the body, it's gone.
Oh, come on, how could it be? We've been here all the time.
I don't know, but it's gone.
Look, it takes 6 men to move that stone, and I didn't see
Sarge,
no...
Sarge, it's him. There in the garden. Look, it's him. Sarge, it's him.
Oh, come on, kid, it's just your imagination.
No, it isn't. I saw him. They didn't steal the body. He isn't dead anymore. I helped kill him, but he's alive.
Hey, kid, come back here. You can't.
He isn't dead anymore. He's alive. He's alive. He's alive.
Well, Captain, is our little incident under control?
Yes, Governor. All of the guards involved have been given a good sum of money with instructions to spread the word that the man's body was stolen by his followers.
And all the guards have cooperated?
All except one, sir. He remains in prison, but I hope that in time he'll come around to our point of view. After all, he's a sergeant with 25 years of service, and he has too much to lose by sticking to this nonsense about the man being alive.
And what of our young private, who would not stop shouting of a resurrection?
He's been put to death, Your Excellency.
Very well. Once again, I wash my hands of this whole affair. I trust we shall hear no more of this rising from the dead.
This is Oswald Hoffman again. The Lord is risen. He is risen indeed. I trust we shall hear no more of this rising from the dead, said the governor. Pay the soldiers and have them say that his body was stolen away, said the churchmen. Get rid of him as quickly and quietly as you can, said everybody in authority, just as they had said on Friday. Only this was Sunday. It was the first day of the week. Some women were on their way to the tomb in the early dawn, ready to do what there was no time to do on Friday evening. They were going to finish the unfinished burial of a dead body, the body of a man they had come to know, respect, admire, and love. Now he was dead. That's the way things are in the world. People die. Some of them die young. They die before their time, as we say, before they have come to fulfill or have even begun to fulfill the usual expectations of a human being. It looked that day as if he had died before his time. He was young. He showed such great promise, and then he got himself into this awful mess. He was executed, rightly or wrongly, depending on your point of view. But he was executed. There could be no denying that. He was buried. I've heard people speculate that maybe he never died, or that he only half died, or that he was in a trance, or that he put everybody else in a trance. No, he really died there that day. A soldier pierced his side, and the blood and water poured out as it does out of a dead man. I'm telling you this just as they told it. I haven't made anything up. It is his story, and it is history. He was buried. He was buried. A not insignificant fact. That puts him right into our history. The one each of us has, because we are human. He died like everyone, without exception. It's the one fact that is common to us all. We die. He died. The only difference between him and us is that he did not have to die. We make our bed and we have to lie in it. He made that bed of ours his own, all on his own. No man takes my life from me, he said. I lay it down of myself. That's a lordly way of talking for a man who was executed. He had some other lordly things to say, like, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Or, Amen, Amen, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. Or, It is finished. Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. That's the lordly way of the Son of God, sent by his Father to die, not for his own sins, but for the sins of the world. He put himself in our place, yours and mine. He is your Savior as he is mine. Your sins are forgiven for his sake, as mine are too. In Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting our sins against us. I know that all of this is true, and you can too. I know it as his men did, because he rose from the dead. He is alive, and he is Lord. There's no getting around it. He has been declared to be the Son of God with power by resurrection from the dead. The facts are there. And the only explanation that squares with the facts is that he is Lord. It is either the greatest hoax in history, or it is the salvation of the world. There are no other possibilities. The fact is that it is good news. It is good for people who have nothing at all, nothing to live for and nothing to die for. It is good for people who have everything, wealth, a fabulous home, shiny automobiles, a well-stocked refrigerator, excellent prospects for advancement, and fancy retirement plans, and are still the unhappiest people in the whole world. It is good for people who have to take alcohol, marijuana, and illicit sex in order to turn themselves on. It's good for all those pious people who are critical of others in order to prove to themselves that they are righteous. It's good for all those unpious people who are always trying to prove to themselves that they are as good as anybody else by acting the part of the lion, the wolf, the rabbit, or the laughing hyena. The good news for everyone is Jesus Christ. God has something to say to the world. That something is Jesus Christ. In Christ, God is telling the world that he is in charge. He passes judgment upon all men. We see that judgment in the world today. It has come to both high and low. The heavy hand of God is not to be despised. Whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. They that take the sword shall perish with the sword. That's God talking in Jesus Christ. The same God who passes judgment on the world has a great big heart for all the world. That's God talking in Jesus Christ. We see it in him. He died for all. He made the supreme sacrifice. He paid the whole price. He went into the jaws of death. He took death into his own heart and soul. And God brought him out alive. He did not escape death. He took it. He died. And by the glory of his Father, he was raised from the dead. Out of his great mercy, his great big heart, for all the world, God raised his beloved from the grave and brought him out alive. That's true. Something new has happened, and something great. There is hope. What people are looking for and never seem to find is right here. It is not old hat. It is brand new, like a new day, a new life, with hope that is genuinely alive. As one of Christ's men was accustomed to say, "Hooray for God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who out of the magnificence of his mercy has brought us to life again and given us a hope that is alive through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." Jesus Christ is alive. It wasn't easy. It was tough. He was made to be sin for us, that something great might happen, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. He has overcome, and he is in charge. He is Lord. The Father has given his Son the whole world to be his footstool, and he is Lord. Nothing else works. Karl Marx talked about the Christian hope as if it were some kind of drug to keep people from seeing the realities of life. He called it the opiate of the people. Marx didn't know anything about hope himself, though he offered people the superficial idea that somehow man could be transformed simply by committing himself to some utopian form of human organization. It hasn't worked, and it won't work. Man is not going to be changed except by a new hope that gives new life, something like being reborn, like coming to life again from the dullness, the dreariness, and the darkness of death. That hope is in Christ. It works. is like having an inheritance, said St. Peter, that nothing can destroy or spoil or wither. It is kept for you in heaven. And you, because you put your faith in God, are under the protection of his power until salvation comes. The salvation which is even now in readiness and will be revealed in time. There is hope. The great day is coming. When it comes, he will be there. He is the beginner and the ender of faith. For the joy that was set before him, he endured a cross, forgetting about the shame. And now look at him. He sits at the right hand of the majesty on high. Have hope, my friend. Hope in Jesus Christ. He is alive, and he is Lord. Amen.